It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are joined by State Senator Sean Ryan. Senator, good morning.
Morning, Joe. How are you doing this fine day?
Well, I'd be doing better if a certain college football game went differently yesterday, but we won't waste time. I've been told not to mention it on the air, so we'll move on.
All for the best.
Yes, yes. We'll move on to the great city of Albany. And, you know, Senator, we've heard so much in the off year of schooling about cell phones in schools and what role the government can take. Where do you stand on cell phones in school? And do you think it's something the state should address?
Yeah, cell phones in schools, it's all gone too far. It's been a long simmering problem. And it seems every year it gets a little worse. So this year we took a real hard look at how social media companies intentionally target destructive algorithms to children. And we see the effect it's having. So we outlawed companies from sending the algorithms to our children. You know, and then the next step is how kids are being affected in schools. And they're only getting this information because they have, you know, a computer on their laps. So that's what a cell phone is, right? So we've talked to a lot of folks, parents, teachers, students, administrators. Most seem to be on the same page that unrestricted cell phones or access to cell phones is a really bad idea, and it's having a lot of negative impact on learning.
What ways does the state think they can prevent this? Are we looking at the kind of thing that would lock your phone up in an office, in a locker, just say that the phone doesn't go anywhere near the school? What ways can the state attack this?
Generally, what we do in situations with schools is we'll give them a policy, and then they could choose exactly how they want to do it. Some schools are already given pouches. Other schools have mini cell phone lockers where you got to put your phone in the locker when you enter the school. I think a lot of schools are going to look at it in different ways to figure out what works best for them. You know, because we all know the school physical environment is already built out, right? So we can't have one way to do it because that just might not work for the design of different schools. So, you know, we're going to figure it out. That's for sure.
You know, people think that I'm young, but I'm even too old to know what it's like to have smartphones in the classroom. That's even beyond my time.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's something that, you know, it's slowly creeped in. Everyone didn't have one at first, so we sort of adopted a wait and see. But the cell phone ownership amongst children, it sort of coincided when we were doing the Educational Bond Act, when we were trying to get more technology, you know, into schools, access to laptops, smart boards, devices like that. And the cell phone companies, you know, they sort of sold to the districts, well, we can be part of that. You know, you can make it so you get a QR code for your homework. There was definitely some positives to that, but the negatives really have been outstripping it. Now, you can imagine the child's perspective, you know, the middle school kid who commits some sort of social faux pas, and it's all over the school in 2 minutes. But the most interesting thing I heard is from teachers themselves. Teachers themselves feel like they're under scrutiny, that any mistake they made or make could be recorded. I mean, we all think of a, you know, teacher making some snafu, you know, slipping, misspelling a word, you know, and then kids would chuckle about it. But now you know, that's captured. And by the end of the day, the teacher could become a meme. And it really is disruptive. So young teachers, these are kids, students who grew up with cell phones who are now teachers, they fear having to teach with every time they turn their back, are they being photographed or being recorded?
Congressman, you addressed the media on Thursday about safer streets. You and Assemblymember John Rivera addressing pedestrians being hit by distracted drivers. What are you looking at?
Oh boy, we had a terrible tragedy on Niagara and Bus-Stuy. A young kid was going over to the park. You know, every parent. Nightmare. So beginning of the summer, the mom took him back and forth to the park, showed him where to cross the street at the stop sign and the crosswalk. And the kid and his little brother were crossing the street just where they should. And a irresponsible driver, you know, rolled right through the stop sign, struck the kid, broke both his femurs, broke his pelvic, caused some head injuries. He survived, but he's in a wheelchair right now, and they said it's going to take him a whole year to get back on his feet. So we need to look at anything we can do to keep streets safer. And anytime we do a redesign or a remill or an overlay, we have to make sure we add in, you know, these elements of what we call complete streets. You have to examine everyone using the street, whether it's a, you know, a biker, a elderly person crossing the street, automobile. We have laws in place that make it so if a project gets state and federal.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding, that they have to follow this, but only if it gets combined funding. So Assemblymember Rivera and I have a law that we'd like to get passed that says any state project or federal project or combined project, you know, has to file all of these rules. Pedestrians have been being hit this summer at an alarming, you know, rate. And I really feel for, you know, the mom in this case, you know, her name is Regina Bowden. And, you know, she had such a negative effect on her. So she hasn't let the rest of her children out of the backyard the whole summer. And, you know, the poor boy, Wyatt, is really, you know, he's suffering. You know, he's going to do home instruction. But we have to make the road safer, you know, for everyone, pedestrians and drivers.
Too many distracted drivers out there. I think anyone who drives has seen it. Yeah, definitely. Definitely heartbreaking when you see.
You see it all the time, right? You stop at a red light or a stop sign, and then the driver ahead of you might not go.
Yeah, or they continue to go. And
they go straight on through because they have their heads down driving. You know, it's an awful thing. So, you know, it's just like the classrooms, right? We're trying to figure out now, it turns out, you know, having cell phones in classroom was a bad idea. And then this usage of cell phones in cars, you know, we've been trying to crack down on that. But, you know, once again, you know, companies and cars are making these programs where your cell phone connects right to your car, but you still have to put the directions in by using your cell phone. And you see people doing that all the time. So, and we got to get out of this idea that of what's safe while we're driving, but a lot of it just goes back, you know, to design. You know, you saw the tragedy, you know, just this weekend, impatient driver, you know, snuffed out the life of a young hockey player, you know, Johnny Hockey, 31 years old, his brother, he's in Jersey for his sister's wedding, and they were, you know, were both killed because an impatient driver, you know, tried to hook around people who are yielding for bicycles, and this guy ended up, you know, killing two people.
Yeah, heartbreaking. Senator, the OTB is on a lot of people's minds, and you and Assemblywoman Monica Wallace have taken a look at the severance deals at the OTB and want an investigation into those deals. What did you see?
Boy, you know, OTB should be on people's minds because it's a super corrupt organization. They really think that if you get on the board there or if you get to be the president there, that you can just use all that money for yourself. I mean, we saw it last year when the comptroller put out the report showing how they were using their box seats that were, you know, paid for, that for money that was supposed to go to the taxpayers. They were bringing their friends, their relatives, you know, and it's the whole package, Joe. Parking, a box, food, drinks. And they tried like heck, you know, to hide who was going to those boxes. We still don't know who was going to the boxes. The comptroller made a referral to the attorney general. We don't know what the attorney general is doing. But on the heels of that, they try to give these golden parachutes, you know, to Henry Wittozik. Henry Wittozik right now is being paid $299,000. There's very few private sector jobs or public sector jobs in Western New York that pay that kind of money. He gets paid more than the governor of New York State. He wants to separate from OTB. You know, I say good riddance. You know, give him 2 weeks, which is what a lot of people get when they quit a job. But the board, in their corrupt wisdom, decided they're going to pay him one full year to sit at home and collect money. Like, who have you ever heard of somebody walking away from a public job and getting a year's free pay? So it's corrupt, you know, it's against two parts of state law, but yet they persist in being corrupt. It seems just really built into that place. We made some changes last year where new board members would come on board, and we were confident that with new board members, the culture would change. It turns out the culture of corruption overwhelmed the new board members. And, you know, now they're on track to just making sure that OTB remains corrupt.
Do you, this investigation, do you hope for this board to be overturned? What do you think the result of this investigation could bring?
We want a few things to come out of this. We want any money that was paid to Henry Wittozik out of this golden parachute to be clawed back and given back to the taxpayers, you know, where it belongs. And we also want the inspector general to firmly tell the board that they are violating the law. And we also want them to adopt transparency policies so we know what they're doing with their bills, tickets. We know what they're doing with the taxpayer money that they bring in. You know, it's an organization that will not follow the law. Under Governor Spitzer, they outlawed board members receiving any compensation, including health insurance. OTB kept doing it. Attorney General wrote a letter saying you're violating the law, and they sent an opinion. OTB said that doesn't apply to us. So they always seem to be able to find some lawyer to say these rules don't apply to us. And, you know, last year, Senator Kennedy and Assemblywoman Wallace put through the golden parachute bill, which says you can't do golden parachutes. Well, OTB is doing their golden parachute. You know, they got a lawyer to say, oh, this doesn't apply to us. So money that should be going, you know, to public safety, to crossing guards, to senior and healthcare, it's going to Henry Wittozik so he can pocket $300,000 of taxpayer dollars. They should be personally ashamed of themselves for violating the public trust. But the Attorney General and the Inspector General, they have to look into this, because obviously the changes we made is not stopping the corruption.
Now, Senator, obviously, if I'm asking you about the OTB, you know the next question I'm going to ask you. Rumors are that Mayor Byron Brown is in for that job, that Henry Ohtasek is leaving. We could find that out on Thursday. Do you have any interest in that mayoral position in the city of Buffalo?
No, I really like serving the people of the Senate 61st District in the New York State Senate. You know, there's a lot of work to be done. So I'm going to keep my eyes focused on the Senate. But I really, you can't spend all this time, you know, chasing rumors, because I mean, how many rumors have you had in the last year, you know, that Mayor Brown is, you know, looking for another job? So, you know, maybe one of these days those rumors are going to be true. But right now I'm really focused on my job in the Senate. A lot of work to do, and I plan to keep doing that work.
And Senator, we, as always, appreciate you giving us time on Sunday mornings. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's great. Great talking to you. Really enjoy your show. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.